This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I told you we were having a controversial topic of discussion today. Mm-hmm. It's kind of getting a little bit busy here on social media. The question, would you watch movies if they were filmed vertically? Why or why not? You can let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Of course, there's a lot of money in movies, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're talking about this because people are looking at different business models, how they can change things, move things around, keep us excited without giving us the same movie again after again after again. Maybe we just need, you know, a change of perspective.
Yeah. You mentioned something interesting actually before when we were off air. You said that if they could build cinemas vertically, they could build more cinemas in a shopping mall.
That's right.
Which is more business for
them. You could have one after it. Like they do the karaoke rooms. You know, I miss karaoke rooms. You miss karaoke?
Don't do this to me.
Those things belong in the same category as vertical cinema, I believe. Over to Instagram. Let's have some quick updates from there before we get over to Twitter from Arvin.
The poll has not changed, but my opinion of you has. Okay, we do have a lot of responses on Instagram about vertical films. So Akmal Takib says it doesn't look dramatic at all. Zati Zuhari says depends. If it fits the whole screen, then it doesn't matter. Ni Wong CM says vertical is popular because it's easier holding phones that way, but horizontal is natural on the eyes. Fair enough. Omi Aulia says, because the surrounding environment also tells stories about the characters. So I'm assuming they voted for no. Mm-hmm. Iwawa says, I don't see a problem. Ali Karim 625 says, only if it's meant for mobile viewing. Anan Un Rama says, the problem is phone display, not the other way around. People haven't figured out displays yet, like glass and 3D and fold displays, etc. Yeah. Kenya Lang 13 just says, what is vertical? Vertical is basically when the sides are longer than the top and bottom, and horizontal is when the top and bottom are longer than the sides.
Mm. That's a good way to explain it.
Yes, the correct way. Arv, you got some tweets for us.
Yeah, so this comes from Fazlan, who says, if God had meant us to watch movies in portrait mode, he would have arranged our eyes on top of each other instead of side by side.
We have a lot of detractors for this.
Yes, we do.
I don't know if he was thinking about cinema when, you know, making us.
You never know. You never know. Right. Final story of the day. Okay, so this is about if your offices are reopening and you don't feel safe or otherwise ready to return. Here's some ways you can go about discussing that fact with your manager, you know. And there's like a few steps that you should kind of identify first. And the first thing is to identify your why as to why you're not ready about going back. You know, be clear on why you want to change the way you work. If you want to continue to work from home, is it due to your physical health and your well-being? Your emotional well-being due to feeling the stress of caring for kids or for ailing parents? And the why doesn't have to be a catastrophe. It could be that you like your life better now. You know, quality of life is a real and legitimate why. You need to be clear on why a change is important. And that reason can be very different for every person. But you also need to know what you're asking for. So be very clear about that. Are you just wanting to try it out? You know, doing this until your kids are in school full time, if you have kids, is this a change you want to make forever? Be explicit in your ask to your manager so that they know what you're asking and they've got a clear understanding about that. Also, share how it's mutually beneficial. So in addition to being better for you, working from home should also be beneficial for the team, for your manager, and for the company overall. Share how that arrangement can create a win-win. It could be that you usually spend 2 hours a day commuting. Perhaps you could use some of that time working. Or maybe you know office space is expensive and working from home would be freeing up some resources for the company. The benefits need to be a two-way street. Have a plan. You'll need to know how you will be available for your manager, for your teammates, for your customers, and how you should identify how to know if the arrangement is working. How can you put checks and balances in place and stay connected? And what results can you and your managers expect? You know, identify those metrics. Then get on your boss's calendar. So once you've worked out the details and know how best to convey your desire to work from home, schedule time to talk to your manager on a Zoom call or in a face-to-face meeting, do that kind of stuff. It's fairly easy. So the few steps that you need to go through, why do you want to do it? You know, and be very clear about that. Know exactly what it is that you're asking for. Share how it's mutually beneficial and have a plan to do all of these things. You can't just rock up to your boss's office, you know, and knock on the door or even knock on their Zoom and say, boss, I want to work from home now forever.
Yeah.
Because that's just not going to work very well.
Wrong approach,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, really think it through. Think about whether or not it's something you want to do long term and go through it in your head step by step before you even approach your manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was this, we did a story, I think, like a couple of months ago where they sort of spoke about the upsides and downsides of working from home. A lot of people think that working from home permanently will be the same throughout the year, but it actually changes. It shifts, like, because you lose sort of like social interactions mm-hmm. and a lot of like that face-to-face conversation with people at work.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things to sort of balance out before making that decision. It's a big decision.
Yeah, and I think it's really important as well to explain the benefits to your team as well if you were to work from home, because it can't just be about how it benefits you. I like that element of communication and clarity as well about that.
I think, you know, as we've discussed before, I've found my mental health has improved. That sounds really odd. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and yet mentally I feel stronger than I have done in a very long time. And I think part of that is just for the fact, even that small commute that I have of 10 or 15 minutes, there's that, oh, I'm going to work today. And I know people say, you know, you've got a good job and you do this and it's fun. And yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still a job, you know, and your brain is still like, it's a job.
It needs to gear up for the,
energy
and stuff.
Part of me is happy that I can do part of the job that I love doing it from home, you know, and that's the kind of balance that I've got.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with this kind of split shift thing. I'm not so sure if I could do it permanently full-time or from home, though. I don't know how I'd feel about it.
Like 100% just being at home?
Yeah, yeah. I think, as is mentioned in that article there, I might have to try it for a period just to see how I get along with it. You know?
Yeah, I feel like I've sort of gotten into this routine where some work I do at home and some work I do in the office. And so I've been able to sort of split my workload that way, and that has made it feel a lot less intimidating.
Right.
So I think in that sense, that's really helped me. But I, like you, there are some things that I just have to do in the office. For example, whenever I do interviews, I will do them here because we have professional equipment here, and I'd rather not try to use my laptop's mic.
Yeah, because it just doesn't compare.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right. We should probably wrap up. Before we do that, let's get the numbers and results of the polls. What have you got?
Yeah, so over on Twitter, it is at, let me do a quick refresh and see where it's at. It is at 51.8% for no, 39% for depends on the film, and 7.8% for yes.
Christine?
And on Instagram, it's still at 27% for yes and 73% for no. Ooh, we've got a few more responses. Fabric Fanatic says, I never watch movie on phone or tablet. I want to enjoy the details on bigger screen. And we'll end with Scotty LYP, who says, vertical movies are sacrilegious.
I tend to agree. But that's just me being old school. Right. Before we wrap up, don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Singaporeans account for more than half of the annual tour arrivals in Malaysia. And with tourism amongst the most important service industries in Malaysia, the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent border closures have been quite detrimental to the potential tourist dollars that might have been generated this year. This morning on the Breakfast Grill, Keith Tan of the Singapore Tourism Board gave us his take on the outlook of Malaysia-Singapore tourism and a peek into how Singapore has been coping with the pandemic from its tourism front. That's coming up after 1 o'clock. Of course, our show today, though, we focused on a story.
Yeah, we spoke about vertical filmmaking and if vertical filmmaking will disrupt the cinema business.
Then we talked about how we've had 5 years of digital transformation in 1 year.
And then we finished off with, if you want to have that discussion with your boss about how you're not ready to go back to work and you prefer to work from home, some of the steps that you can take. That's all on the podcast. If you missed any of the show, which will be available shortly, of course, via the BFM app, which is available in the Apple App Store, Google Play. You can also get us on Spotify. Music to take us out. It's Queens of the Stone Age. We're going to leave you here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.